రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతం ఆదిలీలా చాప్టర్ 13 ది అడ్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. టుడే ది టెక్స్ట్ 67. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పార్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి జయ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బట్ శ్రీ అద్వైత ఆచార్య ప్రభు ఫెల్ట్ పెయిన్డ్ టు సీ ఆల్ ది పీపుల్ విదౌట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ సింప్లీ మార్జింగ్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ సెన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. పర్పోర్ట్ ఏ బొనాఫైడ్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ పెయిన్డ్ టు సీ ది ఫాలెన్ కండిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్. శ్రీల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ used to say, there is no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity is of Krishna consciousness. That is the vision of all pure devotees. Because of this lack of Krishna consciousness in human society, people are suffering terribly, being marred in an ocean of nescience and sense gratification. A devotee, onlooker, is very much aggrieved to see such a situation in the world. Hare Krishna. Kintu sarva loko dekhi Krishna bahir mukha, visaye nimagna loko dekhi paaye dukha. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu felt pained to see all the people without Krishna consciousness, simply merging in the material sense enjoyment. So in this chapter is about advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described, but in beginning Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving the background. Before Mahaprabhu appeared, what was the situation of Navadvip Mandal? What are the situation? How? Who are the devotees, those who appeared according to the supreme will of the Lord, like Advaita Acharya, Srinivas Thakur, and other senior Vaishnavas, what they were doing before they appeared before Mahaprabhu, but what they are doing. So like yesterday's verse, it was told that they all devotees, they are in association of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, the leader of all the devotees, Navadvip Mandal. He was known as Acharya. He was incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. Both. Chaitanya Charitamrita told that he is incarnation of Mahavishnu. Chaitanya Bhagavata is telling he is incarnation of Sadashiva. Anyhow, they mixed. So Advaita Acharya was the leader of all Vaishnavas. So previous verse was telling, Tara Sange Ananda Kare Vaishnambera Gana. And Krishna Katha, Krishna Puja, Nama Sankirtana. In the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna, and always chanting the holy name Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, talking of Krishna, who was giving the speech? Advaita Acharya was giving the speech. He was talking on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and he explains everything in process that bhakti, the importance of bhakti, could be understood by everyone. So we are preaching bhakti, whether he is explaining Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. So other devotees were hearing, and he was also worshipping Krishna Puja. He was also worshipping what? Shalagram Shila with Ganges water and tulsi leaves. So, and loudly roaring for the incarnation of Krishna. And same time the other devotees, they are also engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When Mahaprabhu appeared later on, he told, Toro Nama Sankirtana, when Mahaprabhu spoke to Srinivas Thakur, तोर नाम संकीर्तने तो और नाड़ा रो हुंकारे, नाड़ा मीन्स अद्वैताचार्य नारायण, सो नारा रो हुंकारे अवतीर्ण हईलु आमी सर्वपरी करे बिकॉज ऑफ योर लाउड संकीर्तन हरिदास ठाकुर सॉरी हरिदास ठाकुर एलंग विथ शिवास ठाकुर शिवास कीर्तन शिवास ठाकुर इज स्पेशली फेमस यू एज नारद मुनि इनकार्नेशन ऑफ नारद मुनि सो बिकॉज ऑफ महाप्रभु टोल्ड बिकॉज ऑफ योर लाउड संकीर्तन ऑफ शिवास ठाकुर एंड हरिदास ठाकुर दे आर चांटिंग लाउडली एंड नाड़ार हुंकार एंड अद्वैताचार्य वॉज कलिंग द लॉर्ड वर्शिपिंग सालग्राम शिला विथ द तुलसी लीफ एंड वाटर दैट ही वॉज लाउडली shouting the Lord for incarnate in this world. And sometimes in Adhitacharya became so angry, he was telling, if the Lord will not practically come to this world, material, he will not incarnate, then I myself will, with four hands, because he is Narayana, he is also Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu, the chakra, in my hand, the disc in my hand, I will cut all this, I will kill all these miscreants, all these demons. Sometimes he become very angry, but he was, the devotees are in the situation, they are in association of Advaita Acharya. Then today's verse is telling, why Advaita Acharya was doing, why he was roaring loudly and calling this the Supreme Lord, and why all the devotees, they congregationally chant loudly. And the reason is that they felt pained in their heart because of their compassion for the conditioned souls. So much compassion that they could understand that these living entities, they are all fools and rascals. Jai Prabhupada sometimes used to say, big peoples, you are so-called scientists, philosophers, you fools, rascals, you did not know anything. You are just like Mr. Frog, like Prabhupada used to say. Because Prabhupada is not envy for them, he is not envious for these peoples. He has so much compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. So sometimes he used to speak such words. So similarly, Advaita Acharya sometimes also become very angry. So seeing this fallen condition of the conditioned souls. Because this is one of the quality of a Vaishnava. Just like Kapil Dev so told, Titikheva Karunika Shruhuda Sarvadehinam Ajata Satrava Santa Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. This is the ornaments that a sadhu wear. Sadhu have these qualities. So, he tolerate everything. Tranadapi sunichena, tororapi sahisuna. But next quality is karunika. He has so much compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. That's why Prabhupada told, when someone feel compassion, then he must preach. This is what Prabhupada told, preaching is the essence. So, there Vaishnava is a Titikheva Karunika Suhuda Sarvadehinam. He is friend of all living entities. Just like we see Prabhupada wrote in the end of all letters, your ever well-wisher. Your ever well-wisher. So Vaishnava is always well-wisher of all living entities. He never thinks anything bad for someone. He never sees someone is friend, someone is enemy. Sama Satraucha Mitrecha तथा माना अपमानयो सितो उष्ण सुख दुखेशु समसंग विवर्ज लाइक कृष्ण टोल्ड सम शत्रु च मित्रेच फॉर एनिमी एंड फ्रेंड ही इज इक्विपोज्ड ही इज इन इक्वल आई सो इन दिस वे सुहृद सर्वदेहिनाम अजात शत्रु ही इज अजात सो नेवर कंसीडर एनीवन एज हिज एनिमी इवन समान मे बी दुर्योधन मे बी थिंकिंग युधिष्ठिर एज हिज एनिमी But Yudhishthira Maharaj never thought that this Duryodhana is my enemy. He was always thinking for the welfare of Duryodhana. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj known as Ajata Satru. A devotee is Ajata Satru. They are no enemy of a devotee. He is very peaceful, and a devotee always act according to Shastra. He never speculate anything, not whimsically act. So in this way we see, this one of these qualities, compassion for the conditioned soul, karunika. That's why all the devotees, here this verse is telling, felt compassion or pain in their heart to see the people without Krishna consciousness. Those days in Bengal, people are worshipping Kali, Mother Kali, Durga. They are all meat eaters. They are cutting the animals in name of sacrifice in front of the demigods like Kali. And they are eating flesh. In this way, no one was worshipping Lord Vishnu. Everyone simply worshipping demigods for their sanskritification. Seeing this condition, the Vaishnava, though they are very happy with in association of Advaita Acharya, they are hearing Krishna Katha, they are worshipping Krishna, they are chanting and dancing, they are very happy personally. But seeing the condition of the other living entities, seeing the how they are suffering, they are actually, why one commits sinful activities? Because of ignorance. So that's why they are feeling so much compassion for them, because seeing these peoples without Krishna consciousness, and they are simply merging in material sense gratification. To seeing this condition, a Vaishnava get hurt, get pain in his heart. We can see how two verses that is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, they are very important in this connection. Naiva dvije para durataya vaitaranya tadbirja gayana mahamruta magna citta soche tata bimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharama udbahato bimudhan. Prahlad Maharaj speaking to Nrisingadev. Oh Lord, I am not thinking about myself. Wherever I may be staying, I could chant your names very peacefully. I can release your pastimes. I can just meditate. And he is famous for remembering Krishna all the time, Prahlad Maharaj. In Navadaha Bhakti, he is famous for remembering all the time Krishna. So, Maha Amrita Magna Chitta. I can just merge in nectarian, nectars of thinking about your pastimes, chanting your glories. But I am thinking of Socheta Bhimukha Chetas. I am thinking about these fools and rascals, those who are not taking shelter of ego. Indriya, they are simply Indriyartha for their own sense gratification, day and night. And they are acting in so many abominable way. So Maya Sukhaya. They are thinking this is happiness, this is actually their suffering. So that's why I am, O Lord, I am always thinking about for the welfare of these conditioned souls. Sri Radha Gopalanand ki jai. So this is the nature of a Vaishnava. He always thinks for others. And seeing the suffering of others, he also get pain in heart. The next verse is telling, Prayena deva munaya so bimukti kama Maunam charanti bijane na pararth nishtha naitan vihaya kripanam vimumukhya eka nanyam tod asya saranam bhramato anupasye. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling in this verse also, my dear Lord Nrisingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence in Maunavrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all the poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of you, your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. So that is the feelings of a Vaishnava. So that's why this verse is also telling that all the Vaishnavas, they are very few numbers, but still they are in association of Advaita Acharya, and they are hearing Krishna Katha from mouth of Advaita Acharya. They are worshipping the Krishna deities or Salagram, because the first Krishna deity also installed in the house of Advaita Acharya. When Madhavendra Puri initiated Advaita Acharya, then he also instructed him to have Radha Shyama Sundar deity in his house. So that is the first Radha Shyama Sundar deity in our sampradaya installed by Advaita Acharya's house on the instruction of Madhavendra Puri. That's why Madhavendra Puri is known as the root of the tree of Krishna Prema. He is as yesterday Maharaj was telling that he was a Shaktyavesa incarnation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu specially empowered to Madhavendra Puri. In our sampradaya, we are accepting Madhavendra Puri. We are accepting this Madhava sampradaya only for Madhavendra Puri. Because Madhavendra Puri was a pure devotee and he established the worship of Radha Krishna. Before him, everyone was worshipping. In South India also we go, see, Rukmani Dwarkadhis, or Satyabhama Rukmani Dwarkadhis, or Lakshmi Narayan. No one worshipping Radha Krishna. For the first time, Madhavendra Puri established the worship of Radha Krishna. So that's why they are worshipping Radha Shyama Sundar deity also. They are worshipping Advaita Acharya also, specially worshipping the Salagram also. So they are worshipping Krishna. They are hearing Krishna Katha. They are chanting and dancing in ecstasy, doing congregational chanting, Sankirtan. Personally, they are very happy, but they are very sad or they are lamenting seeing the condition of the other conditioned souls of this material world. So that is the position of a Prabhupada told in Parpada that is the position of a real Vaishnava. Vaishnava is always paradukhe dukhi. That's why he is telling Bhakti Siddhanta. Prabhupada told that my spiritual master Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, there is no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. That is the vision of all pure devotees. Everything is available in this material world, but people's, how many percent? Just like four types of people, they never take shelter of Krishna. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Namang duskrutina mudha prapadyante naradhama maya apahruta jnana asuri bhava asrita. Four type of people, they never take shelter of Krishna. So among them, which class is greatest in a society? Which is the four type of peoples? They are not taking shelter of Krishna. So whose number is greater? Chaturbhija ne namang dushkritna mudha. Mudha means those are fools and they got like an ass. Work so much, so hard. And if you ask them, come for Krishna Katha, come to Iskan, come to Manor and hear Krishna Bhagavatam classes, you know, we have no time. Where is time? They have time for everything, but they don't have time for hearing Krishna or chanting Krishna's name. They are just like an ass. Work so hard day and night for money. They know that there is no sense gratification without money. Money is sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. But next class, dushtin mudha prapadyan naradhama, those are most degraded peoples in this society. From their birth, very birth, they are breaking all the regulative principles. And they are eating meat, no meditating, no their gum, they are engaged in gambling, they are intoxicated, they are drinking liquors, they are also breaking that principle. No intoxicant, they take intoxications, and they are also in illicit sex life. They are noradhamas, the most degraded people in society. And Prabhupada wrote in that verse in Parpot, 99.9% in these peoples in the society is noradhamas. Because they are not following regulative principles. They are all always eating, drinking, that falsely enjoying, thinking we are enjoying, actually they are suffering. Then Maya Apahuta Jnana, whose knowledge was stolen by the external energy of the Lord. They are thinking, scientists are planning, we'll do so many things. We can, philosophers, scientists, Maya, their knowledge actually stolen by external energy of the Lord. So they are thinking we are the most knowledgeable person in this world. No one is more knowledge than us. When they see the devotees are saved up and they're reading Bhagavatam or Gita, they tell you these people are full. They do not know anything. Why? They're just wasting. These useless people not doing anything. They think the devotees are useless. But devotees knows that who is actually useless. These people are thinking, planning. Life comes from life, or life comes from matter. They are thinking we can, a time will come, I will make the human beings immortal. They are making their theory, different theory. That how this everything appeared. So many theories. They are starting Big Bang theory, then Darwin theory. There are so many theories. Theories are going and coming. After sometimes, before Darwin theory was prominent, now it is also rejected by other scientists. No, there is mistake. This is not proper theory. Because how this in African jungles we see giraffes, big neck. So Darwin explained how this big neck came, because there is thousands of years there was no raining in South African forest, in African forests. So the deers, they are eating grass. So the grass were dried up, there no grass. So they are trying to eat some leaves in the tree. They gradually, the lower parts of the tree, after finishing this all leaves, they gradually just try to get more and more leaves from higher. So their neck was just spread, become very large neck. So these are like experiments. You can also tell how this trunk of elephant come. I in a child storybook I was reading. There is also written where the beginning elephant said no trunk. And no one knows. But one time he went to drink water in river. So the crocodile came and just cut his nose. So when crocodile was just crocodile was pulling the nail, and the elephant was pulling, then the big trunk come out. Like this story. So like this, the scientists, they did not know anything. And the government is spending millions and millions of pounds and dollars for them. And these people are Maya Apahuta Jnana. Their knowledge is stolen by Maya. They're making so many plans, and gradually death come. They died. So in this way, Maya and Asuri Bhava Sita, some people like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, they directly told, no, we are God. I am God, there is no other God. When Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu asked, what do you learn from your Gurukul? He told, I learned the best thing. I learned that Sabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. Hiranyakashipu became so angry. Looked to the Santa Amarka, those were teacher. But he thought in this sloka, then told, okay, this everything is will be okay if you just put my name and took one word out. Which one? Sravanam Kirtanam. Vishnu, in place of this, he told Prahlad, please take this word out and put my name there. Sravanam Kirtanam, Hiranyakashipu smaranam, padasevanam, everything is good. That is the demoniac peoples. They think themselves as God. So these four types of peoples, they never take shelter of Krishna. So, but the four Vaishnavas, when they saw the whole society suffering like this, these peoples are not taking shelter of Krishna. They are not in Krishna consciousness. So they also feel being compassionate for the living entities, conditioned souls, they also suffer. And that's why this verse is telling that's why Advaita Acharya Prabhu and all other associates also, they felt pained to see all the people without Krishna consciousness, simply merging in material sanskartification. And Prabhupada is writing, that's why, that this is the vision of a Vaishnava. That Vaishnava is always paradukhe dukhi. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that's why, come to Radhakund. And for the first time he came, that's why he is, that time in India there are few cars, they are not like modern cars. You can see how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has a car that those days. It looks like there's in Gaudiya Math some Vyas Puja books you see in a picture. Sitting like it looks like a jeep or something. So he come to Radhakund with riding that car. There's about maybe 10 cars all over the India, and one of them belongs to His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he came to Radhakund, and how he appeared, not with sannyas dress. He wearing pant, shirt, having tie, and also wearing boat in his feet. Those days it was even out of imagination, someone would stand in bank of Radhakund with boot in his feet like this. And he came. Because he was very famous those days when Bhakti Asasa Thakur was traveling, he was going somewhere, it is coming in newspaper, it was preached everywhere. So Babaji's, they come to know that Bhakti Asasa Thakur now is coming to Radhakund. So they are come, they know that he is son of Bhakti Vinod, Majestate, his father was Majestate, he is a great saintly person, all over India peoples now glorifying him. So they came together to see him, welcome him. So when Bhakti Saraswati Thakur just get down from his car, and he was with pant, shirt, boot in his feet, having tie, then the Babaji, they're telling you, where is that Bimala Prasad, the son of Bhakti Vinod? He told, I am. They just simply look from feet to head. They're thinking this is driver. They're looking. So Bhakti Saraswati Thakur told, yes, I came here to teach you how to preach for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to fulfill the desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivite ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara haibe moro naam. Bharata bhumite haila manusya janma jar janma sarthaka kari karo paraupakar. Who will fulfill this desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In every town and village, the holy name should spread. You people simply imitating Haridas, making small cottage and sitting day and night and quarreling yourself. What is this? So I came you to teach you how to work for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they did not tell anything. Anyhow, they just returned to their places. Then in evening there was a class. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur will give class. So anyhow, the Babaji came again. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started. He was with Isopanishad. He is having Isopanishad. And started his class with Isavhasyam Idam Sarvam Jatkinchya Jagatyam Jagat Teno Tyakteno Bhunjitha Magridha Kasyasit Dhanam. Like that verse, famous verse in Isopanishad, started. So Babaji was looking at each other. What is going on? They were expecting something should be in Radha Krishna's intimate pastimes, should be described here. He will describe or do some Krishna Katha in the topmost rasa. So what he is speaking? He is speaking ABCD. Eh? What is this? Some of the people, Baba just started growing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you are qualified for this. First, learn this. You are qualified for this. There is no need to go to high. First, you go from ABCD. That all the resources of this material world, that belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Belongs to Krishna, and so it is to be utilized in service of Krishna. Then he was explaining. So that was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's why Prabhupada also mentioning his name in his purport, that his divine grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, there is no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity is of Krishna consciousness. That is the only scarcity. All the peoples, and Prahlad Maharaj told all the saintly persons, even their bhajanandi, they are not thinking of others. They simply go to Himalaya or some secluded place like Radhakund, they sit and meditate, and they're thinking only about themselves. They're not thinking about others, other living entities. But a real Vaishnava, a Goshtyanandi Vaishnava, he always thinks for others, like Prahlad Maharaj. He stole Nrisingadev. He could go with Nrisingadev alone to spiritual world. Nrisingadev came for that purpose, and he told again and again, Prahlad, please ask some boon. Please ask. He told no. Finally, again and again, when he asked for his father, Hiranyakashipu, please deliver him. He was such a great offender, and he had so much. He created problem for entire humanity and all creations. He was anxiety. So please deliver him. He is offended to you so much. So then Nrisingadev told Prahlad, you don't have to ask this boon. Anyone become a pure devotee like you, three sapta means 21 generations. They automatically goes to my abode. So Prabhupada wrote in purport this 24 generation, who remembers? It means also your father and parents in previous life. Your forefathers in previous life, they are also, they get delivered. So that is the glory of a devotee. If he is thinking of others, like Prahlad Maharaj, he was thinking. That's why they are Mahajan. Because they are always engaged in preaching. They are thinking even about going to spiritual world. Like Maharaj Chitraketu, in their connection, Shankar Lord Shiva was telling, Narayana parasarve na vibhyaschati kaschana swarga apavarga narakesu apitulyartha darsina. A Vaishnava sees in equal vision everything. It is heavenly planet, or it is hell, or it is liberation in the spiritual world. His only concern is to remember Krishna all the time. Smartabhya satatang Vishnu Bismartabhya Najatujit. Always remember Krishna. That is his only concern. So that is Vaishnava. But this is very higher platform. Prahlad Maharaj. All the Mahajans. One time Burijana Prabhu in Vrindavan, he asked to Vrindavan Prabhupada. He told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we like to follow the footprints of Prahlad Maharaj. We want to always engaged in preaching. We don't care for return back to Godhead. Mama janmani janmani swari bhavatat bhaktir ohetukitvai. Prabhupada looked at him and smiled. Then he told, but don't make me come back again here. I don't like to come back again here. My Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, this material world is not for a gentleman. Material world is not for a gentleman. Sometimes they are Nitya Siddhas, they come here on wheel of Krishna just to deliver the fallen conditioned souls like us. So, but the very higher category Vaishnava, they always think about others, how to deliver these fallen conditioned souls. That's why Prabhupada himself struggled so much He was in Radha Damodar temple very peacefully. He was doing his bhajan. But following the orders of spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Abhay, if you have money, then print books in English language. Preach in Western world, in English language. That was his order. So Prabhupada many times also asked, when in 1922, Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the same message came. Directly that time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did not know, Prabhupada also did not know anything. Just his friend Naren just cut him and just forcefully brought to that place. But when with Naren, Abhay Babu at that time, his best pay obeisance just come, just look at the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Straight he was just show his finger and told him directly, you are a young educated boy, why are you not taking this mission of Krishna consciousness, teachings of Mahaprabhu, Gita and Bhagavat to Western world? Prabhupada, that time young young man, he was, you know, what type of person he is, he did not have any knowledge about me, no, but directly first telling that you, because he was a great astrologer, he was a Uttama Vaishnava, and a Uttama Vaishnava could recognize another Uttama Vaishnava. Just like yesterday I was hearing one, Radhanatha Maharaj was speaking, his first conversation with how Prabhupada recognized him in Bombay, across Maidan festival. He was sitting in thousands of people, between he was sitting in middle somewhere, and Prabhupada just saw his finger and sent Gurudas Prabhu, go and bring that person to stage directly. So Gurudas Prabhu came and he told, that time he was a bears and he was in different dress, he was like a fakir, abadhut, but Prabhupada recognized him. He told, call, bring that person. So Gurudas Prabhu came and just got him. He told Prabhupada wants to be in stage, come to the stage. So he came to the stage and Prabhupada gave him a seat. Sit down. So in this way, you can say Uttama Vaishnava could recognize another person who is a devotee. So he recognized. Bhakti Yasura Thakur could recognize this person will do this preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he first appearance by his seeing him, told. Then Prabhupada first argued little, we are dependent citizens of this India. First we will make our country independent, because that time he was an active member in Gandhi's non-cooperation movement of India. But Bhakti Saraswati Thakur cut all his arguments. This is not depends. This India is independent or depend, is ruled by British or ruled by Indian. There is no difference. The same nature, material nature will act in her way. No depend on whether you British ruling or Indian ruling. The same things will go on. The nature of material world. Dukhalayam aswasatam. So in this way, when Prabhupada caught his all argument, Bhakti Saraswati Thakur caught all the arguments. What Prabhupada put, he cut all arguments. And Prabhupada told, in the first time in my life, I saw someone defeated me in argument and logic. So I was thinking, in future if I will take someone as my spiritual guide, then this person will be my spiritual guide. And the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in hand of a qualified person. So that's why after 11 years Prabhupada took initiation, same message. Again he asked, what is the message? Many times he gave letter. And then Radhakund also Prabhupada met in bank of Radhakund. So same message. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur kaya, Abhay, if you have money, print books and preach in Western world, in English language. Prabhupada was with his son, Vrindavan. So this book distribution, the message is coming in the bank of Radhakund. That's why it is not ordinary service. We're thinking this is service for neophytes. No, the first book distribution party, who were the book distributor, first book distribution Sankirtan party? Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottama Das. They are all siddhas, they are nitya siddhas, manjaris. They know everything about. Shyamananda Prabhu has practical darshan of Radharani, he got special mercy. From Dukhi Krishna Das, he got the name Shyamananda because Radharani gave special mercy. Narottama Das also, he was also become siddha when Radharani gave personally darshan and told his swarup, his champaka manjari. And anyhow, they all knows everything. Srinivas Acharya was Acharya on Bhagavatam. He was like a Mani Manjari. Koruna Manjari was Ramachandra Kaviraj, his disciple. Anyhow, so they are such elevated, they are Nitya Siddhas. But they acted as a fast book distribution party. So this is not an ordinary service. We think it's just the newcomers, they should go in book distribution. This is very high-class service. If someone really have compassion for the conditioned souls, they should travel and distribute Prabhupada books. So in this way, we see how the compassion the Vaishnavas had. Jiva Goswami, he taught them, then he said, go and distribute now books. Take these Goswami literatures out. So that's why this is the topmost service. The two sankirtans, one is small sankirtan and another is big sankirtan. Bank of Radhakund, that Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur took a plain paper and he draw this mrudanga. And he showed to Prabhupada. Our Prabhupada, they told, Abhay, look this small mrudanga. How far we could preach by simply kirtan? We should have a bigger mridanga. The printing press, books must be printed and distributed. So in this way, this book distribution services come from Bank of Radhakund. It's not ordinary service. The Gopi is also the most important verse in the Gopi Gita. Also taking, and you're also talking about preaching. After hearing that verse, Gauranga Mahaprabhu immediately embraced Pratāparudra. Tava katha mritam tapta jīvanam kabi bhiriditam kalma sāpaham sravana mangalam. Śrīmadātatam bhuvhi grihanti je bhuridājana. They are the most munificent personality. Who? Tava katha amritam, your katha. Just like this devotee in the next previous verse was telling, the devotees are always hearing Krishna katha. Taba katha amritam. Your katha is nectarian. It's like mohosadhi. This is a taba katha amritam. This is nectarian. So when this kathas just enter in the ears of the conditioned souls, just like Kapil Dev says, tad jusanat asu apavarga vartmani, very quickly they remove all the unwanted things from the heart. So they are ausadhi, tava katha amritam. They are like nectarian, they are like mahosadhi. And tava katha tapta jivanam, because this living entity, they are suffering in three types of miseries. Adi bhautik, adi daivik and adhyatmic miseries. So for them, tava katham tapta jivanam, for this conditioned soul, tava katham tapta jivanam, kabi bhiriditam kalmasa apraham. Kabi means the great philosophers, great learned persons. Gopi is telling, we are not just telling this, this is the great learned persons, philosophers, they declare. Kabi bhiriditam kalmasa apraham. They finish all the sinful reactions of the conditioned souls. Those who engaged in hearing the Krishna Katha. This is the importance of Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is, the Sravanam is the first anga of bhakti. In so many verses in Bhagavatam is glorifying Savanam. Dharma sunishtitat pungsa visvaksena katha suja na utpadayet jadiratim samayavahi kevalam. He is simply working, useless, working uselessly. If he has no desire to hearing Krishna katha, what is the value of all such, all other activities? We have not developed a desire to hear Krishna katha. So Krishna kathas, tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kabhi viriditam kalmasapaham. Sabana mangalam. Those who hear Krishna katha, this is all auspicious. Sabana mangalam simadatatam. He increases his simad means his fate, his future is very become glorious. So simad, all the auspicious things will come in his life. Simadatatam. Bhubhi grihanti je bhuri dajana. Actually, these people, those who are distributing your message, your katha, who are distributing, they are the most glorious, they are most munificent mercy personalities in this world. That's why this is the mission, this is the message of the gopis, this is Gopi Bhav, distributing message of Krishna, of Bhagavatam everywhere. So that's why we see in this verse how these Vaishnavas are feeling pain within their heart, seeing that other peoples are suffering. So they are, that's why they are all, Sri Advaita Acharya and the devotees, the Prabhus felt pain to see all the people without Krishna consciousness, simply merging in material sense gratification. So that is, Prabhupada, I think this is the feeling of Vaishnavas. That is the vision of all pure devotee. Because of this lack of Krishna consciousness in human society, people are suffering terribly, being marred in an ocean of nescience and sense gratification. A devotee, onlooker, is very much aggrieved to see such a situation in the world. That's why Prabhupada told preaching is the essence. Otherwise one may be gone studying, having so much knowledge, but he is not preaching, then he is a miser. He is a Krupana. So that's why our mission is preaching mission. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh, amar agyaye guru haya taro idesh. This is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his order. Jare dekho, tare kaho, whomever you seeing, preach Krishna consciousness. Jare amara agya guru, they become a spiritual master. Sikhya guru, we can instruct, instructing a spiritual master by instructing someone. So, amara agya guru haya taro ides, they deliver these people, the conditioned souls. This is the mission, So that's why Mahaprabhu, how he acted this mission, he first sent his first expansion, Balaram and Brahma. He sent Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, go and preach. Suna suna Nityananda, suna Haridas, sarvatra amara agya karaha prakas, prati ghare ghare gya karai bhikya. Bolo Krishna, koha Krishna, bhajak, karo Krishna sikhya, like that. First he sent Haridas Thakur, Balaram, Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, who is known as Namacharya. Go and preach. That's why Prabhu Ragyaya Bhai, that's why following the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, opened the first Namahatta center. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote very nice bhajans about this. Nadiya Godrume. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiya Che Namahata Jiber Karan. Nadiya Nityananda Mahajan Patiya Che Namahata प्रभुर आज्ञाए भाई मागिए भिक्षा प्रभुर आज्ञाए भाई बोलो कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण करो कृष्ण शिक्षा बोलो कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण कृष्णे अपराध शून्य हयाल कृष्ण नाम अपराध कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण कृष्ण माता कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण कृष्णेर संसार करो छाड़ी अनाचार कृष्णेर कृष्ण नाम जीवे दया सर्वधर्म सार नदिया गोद्रुमे नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया छे नाम हट जीवेर कारण सो दिस इज द मैसेज दिस इज द फर्स्ट टीचिंग ऑफ हिज स्टार्टेड बाय नित्यानंद प्रभु देन भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ऑल्सो स्टार्टेड नदिया गोद्रुमे सुरोभि कुंज सुरोभि कुंज नाइस भजन आई एम नॉट सिंगिंग एवरीथिंग सो एनी हाउ सो दिस इज मिशन इज गोइंग ऑन भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर एक्सपांडेड इज प्रभुपाद यूज टू से भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज द फादर ऑफ मॉडर्न कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस प्रभुपाद ग्लोरीफाई भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर एंड प्रभुपाद हिमसेल्फ फॉलोइंग द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर and spread this mission all over the world. So that is our way. Mahajana Jana Gatasya Pantha. They are all Mahajans. Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are Mahajans. We have to follow their paths. Hare Krishna.